Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
We are talking about extinction. We're talking about climate regimes that have not been seen for tens of millions of years.
That's Governor Jerry Brown earlier this morning at the Vatican, where he was a keynote speaker at a conference for eco-friendly mayors. Credit to the Sacramento Bee for that clip. In his talk, the governor railed against global climate change deniers, saying they were bamboozling the public and electing troglodytes to office. California has the strictest regulations on greenhouse gas emissions in North America and is looking to pass even stronger laws in the next few months. When is a married couple legally separated? That question was decided yesterday by the California Supreme Court, which unanimously ruled that couples are separated when they don't live together anymore. This bright line rule, as it's being called, is important because under California's common property law, until a couple is legally separated, they have to share their income and the property they bought together. Critics say the ruling is overly simplistic. They say it fails to take into account economic hindrances to finding a new home, paying for childcare, and also for couples who may want to live together for the well-being of their children. California has the seventh largest economy in the world, and immigrants have a long history in building that prosperity. Today, one in three working people in California is an immigrant. In the coming months, we're going to explore how these workers and entrepreneurs are shaping our state. This series is called Immigrant Shift, and this week we're focused on the lowest paid and their fight for a fair shake. Here's KQED Silicon Valley editor Beth Willon with a story about a janitor from Mexico and how he joined with other cleaners, cooks, and security guards at sprawling tech campuses to help lead a new Silicon Valley labor movement.
Jesus Solario is starting his day walking his daughter Evelyn to school. He's short on sleep after working the swing shift as a janitor at eBay Technology in San Jose. But this is their time to connect. Evelyn trots along with her blinking Princess Anna sneakers, you know, the character from the movie Frozen, and Solario lights up when she tells him what she wants for her seventh birthday party. A single dad, Solario will do anything to make a better life for his daughter, but money is tight. Here at school, Evelyn qualifies for reduced price lunches. Solario makes $15.50 an hour plus benefits, wages guaranteed under his union contract. That's better than most Silicon Valley service workers who aren't unionized. Still, Solario and Evelyn share a tiny apartment with his brother's family to afford the $1,500 rent. We spoke on Solario's back patio because his brother was asleep on the couch after working a graveyard shift.
Bien difícil para, por ejemplo, para uno solo, a lo mejor no es difícil.
If it was just one person, the salary isn't so bad, but when you have family and you have other people to care for, it becomes really difficult.
Almost half of Silicon Valley's workforce comes from another country. Some have started successful tech companies and are at the top of the wage scale, but a large percentage of immigrants are at the bottom. Silicon Valley has one of the most expensive rental markets in the country. That makes it almost impossible for workers like Solario to get by, says Russell Hancock, the head of a business consortium called Joint Venture Silicon Valley.
They make this economy hum, and their wages have been stagnant. There's actually been no growth in their wages over a period of decades.
Why are wages stuck? Solario and many service workers in tech are actually employed by companies contracted by tech firms, and those contractors are competing with each other. That's a recipe for exploitation, says Ben Field, executive director of the South Bay Labor Council.
High-tech companies are using contractors who are often low-road operators. They don't pay their employees well. They do not provide benefits.
Solario's janitorial employer, GCA Services Group, did not return my phone calls. An eBay spokesman said his company did not want to comment on the growing wage disparities. The wage gap has sparked an unprecedented labor campaign called Silicon Valley Rising. It's a rare coalition of immigrant, faith, and labor activists pushing corporations to pay their service workers a living wage. and Solorio has thrown himself into the effort. He rallied at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church with scores of immigrant janitors, cooks, security guards, and others. It's the same church where Cesar Chavez got his start as a labor organizer. Salvador Bustamante, one of the leaders of the movement, says Silicon Valley Rising must go beyond old-fashioned labor organizing.
People need to go to the next level. Being a union member is not enough. We need to also participate in the political process.
Solorio is doing just that. In June, he demonstrated outside the Capitol in Sacramento for a bill to hold companies accountable if they don't pay back wages. He's hoping to improve his own situation, and he's compelled to speak up for other service workers not protected by unions.
Yeah, sí, tengo mucha experiencia, por ejemplo, en seguridad.
There are a lot of people that they're scared to get involved because it always happens where their bosses hear that they're involved and then they're let go.
Solorio believes immigrants have to take chances if they want to win. And right now, he says, there's nowhere to go but up. For the California Report, I'm Beth Willon in San Jose.
Tomorrow, we'll head to Los Angeles, where immigrant workers are wondering how a new law to raise the minimum wage will be enforced. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, July 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights, bvlawsf.com, Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org, and the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.